news, and analysis. Hi, I'm your host, Roderick C. Willis, reporting at large, and I'll take you to the streets of inner city Baltimore, to our state capital in Annapolis, and to the nation's capital to give you an update on events that impact you and your life. Let's get started. The state of Black America. Recently, I traveled to Washington, D.C., where Mark Morial, president and CEO of the National Urban League, issued a disturbing document. From the Shoreham Omni Hotel in Washington, D.C., Mark Morial, president and CEO of the National Urban League, the State of Black America 2006 legislative forum here this week. What was accomplished? Have we made progress? Do we have a long way to go?
We make progress whenever we're disciplined, serious, and focused on our issues. The State of Black America report outlines the continuing disparities which exist in American life. We delivered that message to members of Congress. But we also said, focus on job creation, focus on home ownership, focus on building businesses in our community, and always put our children first. And those public policy cornerstones can help our community. I encourage people to go online to NUL.org. It's very difficult to summarize the State of Black America report in a short interview. But suffice it to say that we have many challenges in front of us. We're at a time when we seem economically to be losing a bit of ground. And losing means not keeping pace. The jobless recovery is a real thing in our community, and we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. But I want to encourage people to recognize that never before in our history have we ever been stronger. Have we ever been better educated and more talented? But we also have deep problems that we've got to confront. So it's a State of Black America report published by the National Urban League at www.nul.org. Get your copy.
Always a pleasure. I know you got to run, but the question is, are there some critical areas that we need to look at? How are we stacking up in terms of bridging the gap with health disparities and economic and job training and building
disparities are wide in this country. Black economic status is only 56% that of white. That's a given. That's a fact. It's not going to be fixed. The gap's not going to be closed overnight with one act of Congress, with one new program. But by recognizing that, there are things we have to do in our own community, and there are things that the institutions in this country have to do. Banks, insurance companies, the government, state, local, and federal. So economically, I think at the end of the day, the most critical thing we can do is make sure our children are educated, make sure they finish high school, make sure they go on to a community college or a four-year college. Their earning potential dramatically increases. A person with a college education over his or her life will make four times as much as one who's only finished high school.
Again, those are issues, it's like deja vu all over again. Booker T. Washington talked about that at the turn of the last century, and it appears that you're saying it at the beginning of this century. Again, if people want to get information on the State of Black America 2006, where would they go, and what's that website?
www.nul.org. NUL.org. That's the National Urban League's website, or just punch in National Urban League. Get to our website and you can order your copy of the report. I recommend it. It's very thorough. There are many interesting pieces in it.
It's Mark Morial from the Shore Omni Shore Hotel in Washington, D.C. This is Rod Willis on location in Washington, D.C. for WEAA 88.9. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the history of black music. Ah, that's the distinctive Motown sound of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Dancing in the Streets. Let's turn back the calendar, and it's the summer of 1967. And believe it or not, that street corner secular prophet known as Marvin Gaye wrote this tune for another Motown group who didn't show up. So Martha Reeves, who wore many hats and was Berry Gordy's secretary, stepped in, recorded a live recording, and the rest is history. 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., the Library of Congress honored Martha Reeves with a special ceremony where Dancing in the Streets was entered into the National Registry of Music, which honors recordings that have had a historical impact. And guess what she's doing now? She's a city councilwoman for the Motown city of Detroit. And guess what? She can still sing. For the best of community news, culture, and all that jazz, tune in to WEAA 88.9. And for the full story, check us out at Urban Lifestyle Magazine at ulmnet.com. And until next time, I'll see you on the radio.